Part B.
Now let's move on to the Q&A session with Dr. Benedict. Raise your hand if you have questions or comments. Yes, ma'am?
Thank you. I'm Maria Abe from Japan. I study second language acquisition in graduate school. My question is, if the language you speak really affects your ideas, can bilinguals or multilinguals have different ideas or even show different personalities depending on the language they are speaking at the moment?
That's exactly what most of the audience wants to know, I guess. What's your answer, Dr. Benedict?
Charlemagne, the Holy Roman Emperor, once said, "To have a second language is to have a second soul." In fact, studies have shown that the same person responds differently depending on the language they are speaking. Ms. Abe, you said you are from Japan, right? I'd like to talk about a study that may interest you. The study is a little old, conducted in 1968 by sociolinguist Irvin Tripp. She analyzed the speeches made by Japanese women living in San Francisco, most of whom were married to American men and raising children there. She found some important differences in their answers depending on the language, English or Japanese, in which the questions were asked. For instance, when a woman was asked to complete the following sentence, "When my wishes conflict with my family," she answered, "It is a time of great unhappiness," in Japanese, "but I do what I want," in English. When another woman was asked to complete the sentence, "Real friends should," she answered, "Help each other," in Japanese, and "Be very frank," in English. Those women responded to the same questions differently.
That's interesting, but I wonder if they gave answers the given culture expected them to. As a Japanese person, I know there are occasions where people are not supposed to say what they really think. The first woman's response sounded like, "It is a time of great unhappiness because I'll do what I want even if my family doesn't like it." If my assumption is right, her personality was consistent whether she spoke English or Japanese. The only difference is whether she said something directly or indirectly. I mean, different answers made in different languages don't necessarily mean that the person has different personalities for different languages. The same idea is expressed through different phrases and logic.
That's a good point, Ms. Abe. But I think this way. Even if the personalities of those women were consistent inside themselves, the impressions they gave to others must have been different. So my point is that if the way others treat a person is different, that may trigger the person to show different personalities. How to respond would eventually affect his or her personality.
I see. If they hadn't lived in a different culture or spoken another language, they would never have had more than one answer to a question. It sure seems that learning another language can alter one's personality or character.
Right. It cannot be ignored that many bilingual and multilingual people have reported they feel their personalities change as they switch the language they are speaking. Anyway, this is a very complicated problem. In fact, even when we speak our native language, we behave differently and often change our attitude and feelings. We never speak to our boss or in public in the same way as when talking to our friends or families, do we? I'm sure most people, whether they speak only one language or more, feel they have at least two personalities, a public self and a private self.
Changes in one personality are not unique to bilingual individuals. We had a very interesting discussion from the beginning. Maybe we need to plan a session to talk further about this. Okay, does anyone else have a question or comment?